Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, though, we get a chance to chat with a guy who played in the NFL, was really the first, I believe he was the first NFL player who openly and readily acknowledged, like, fantasy play. I'm pretty sure he did that. Three-time Pro Bowl, their first team All-Pro. He's an analyst for the Rams now. He's added that to his resume. And, of course, he's been with the NFL Network for a long time. Maurice Jones-Drew, MJD. Mo, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Brent. How are you?
I'm doing very well. To you, you know, and boy, there's so many different things to directions you could go with this. The most interesting story, and I'm going to take the Browns off the table. That might be too easy. Outside of the Browns, the most interesting, compelling story entering the 2019 season is?
I'm going to be biased, but it has to be the lack of respect for the running back position. I think teams are starting to feel like that you could just put anybody at that position and they'll do well, and that's not the case. I think the Chargers are going to find that out here in the next couple weeks. I think if the Cowboys don't get a deal done with Zeke, they're going to find out the hard way as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny that we, you know, and I'm not, I don't, I feel every player should get paid, so I want to make sure I say that. I think all the quarterbacks, they do have a lot on their plate, but understand that quarterbacks need pieces around them to help them be better. How many times do we always hear the excuse for quarterbacks? Oh, he doesn't have an offensive line. Oh, he doesn't have a running game. Or, oh, he doesn't have this. Or, oh, he doesn't have that. But then when it comes to a running back, it's just all, well, you know, we don't value that position. Well, the quarterback needs a running game.
Mm-hmm.
And we know with both the Chargers and the Cowboys that those running backs, and even with Melvin Gordon being hurt a couple years, he still was giving you 1,200 yards from scrimmage yards, 1,200 scrimmage yards, and double-digit tons out every year. Who's going to be able to do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Cowboys, we know when Zeke isn't out there, we've seen this before. There's proof of this. When Zeke is not on the field, they don't win games. They don't go to the playoffs. Those things don't happen.
No.
And so I'm trying to understand from an analyst standpoint, as well as a football standpoint. I thought we're in the game of. I thought this game was about trying to win games.
Well,
at least that's what I thought it was. So
yeah.
When I look at these two organizations, and you see their wins and losses come with. And granted, people are going to say when Melvin Gordon was out, the Chargers went 4-0, and I understand that argument. But their numbers, the offensive numbers were down 100 yards as a total offense. And I think their rushing yards were down like 40, which tells me that you can't sustain going 4-0 during that time. And so you have to try to find sustained success. And we know that with obviously Ezekiel Elliott, sustained success is with him in the backfield. And with the Chargers, when Melvin Gordon's out there, they're a better offense. They open up things for those receivers and Phillip Rivers. And so to me, it's really disheartening to know that when guys like Alvin Kamara are coming up, Joe Mixon, who rushed, led the AFC in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
All these teams who are getting together that are trying to get on the winning track and trying to get where the Cowboys and the Chargers are, that the Cowboys and the Chargers are deciding to do the opposite.
All right, well, let me throw this at you, because mostly everything you said I totally agree with, right? We know Kamara, special. McCaffrey, special. Mixon, special. Saquon, beyond special. Le'Veon Bell, special. Zeke, special. I don't think Melvin Gordon's special.
So this is the thing with Melvin Gordon. He may not – you have to look at what he's able to do. I think sometimes he doesn't have the wow plays, even though he's shown some really good wow plays. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He does everything. He doesn't have the same speed as those guys. But you talk about the play against the Niners last year where he broke like 5 or 6 tackles, jumping, spinning in the air. I've seen plays where, you know, they played the Browns last year where he had 2 big runs, using his vision. And everyone doesn't get a chance to have a special running back. It's hard. Like everyone doesn't have a Phillip Rivers that's going to play 17 years, right? There's only a couple of those guys out there.
Sure.
Everyone's trying to find it. But when you do find a guy that fits your system, you want to make sure you take care of him, because in that locker room, guys are going to be like, well, Melvin Gordon has come out here. He's come every day. He's worked his butt off. He's done all these things. And I'm not, and granted, and when I, when you, I'm not saying that you should pay Melvin Gordon, you know, top, you know, I don't, again, I don't know what he's asking. I know what they're doing, right? But I think you need to make a more of an effort to try to get him done. I feel like the Chargers in their history, for some reason, they always have holdouts. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Joey Bosa held out.
He did.
Antonio Gates held out.
Yep.
Right? Everyone holds out. I don't know if Sean Merriman held out. I mean, they always have that. And it's that organization from that standpoint.
Okay.
And so there has to be – something has to change. Because what's going to happen is the Chargers and I've said this before and I've gone on record with it. I think Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson are really good running backs, and they add great depth. But it's hard when you go from the number two guy to be the number one guy, and then your number three guy has to be the number two guy.
Yeah.
Because now people are game planning for you, where all you got to do is come in and have a couple plays, be a spark plug, or come in and give us some really good runs while certain guys are rested. Now we're going to be leaning on you. And I was able to see the Rams practice against the Chargers. The running game wasn't what it was with Melvin Gordon in there, so that's one of the issues.
Okay. We're talking to MJD, Maurice Jones-Drew with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Obviously, Maurice with NFL Network for a long time, and he's an analyst for the Rams as well, three-time Pro Bowler, made the All-Pro team once as well. Jaguars 8 years, finished up with the Raiders here. Now, Todd Gurley, you know, listen, you can try to, you know, contort your body and twist your and go down, you know, to avoid hits and to kind of preserve the life of your body, the elasticity of your body, if you will. But if those joints aren't cooperating, you know, how does Todd Gurley navigate, and maybe even more specifically, MJD, how does he manipulate what seems to be an arthritic condition?
Well, let me say this. There's a lot of concerns over that. I have zero. And I
really?
I have zero concerns.
All right, let's hear it.
The Rams have put together a great plan for him throughout the offseason. He didn't take any unnecessary hits. He practiced when he needed to. He looked really good when he practiced. This game is about getting as many, obviously playing as long as you can, 16 games. Hopefully the Rams want to go back 20 again like they did last year. But the key is this, and the key that I think Coach McVay and his staff has done with Todd is amazing. They went out and drafted another running back, so Todd doesn't need to be on the field every play. Right? When Malcolm Brown got hurt, Todd Gurley was the only running back that they can use against Detroit. He was the only running back they can use against Chicago, and it was just like you're just giving him unnecessary hits all the time. So they went out and they got another guy to help him. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to take carries away from him, but instead of maybe, you know, him being out there doing a check down pass route, they may have someone else in there doing that, right?
Yeah.
Again, resting him up, making sure that he's fresh throughout, because Todd is the engine to this offense. He's the thing that makes it go. When he's on the field and he can run the ball, that play action pass works. Jared Goff can throw it to everyone. They do a really good job. And so they put a plan together, one with rehab, another with the way they're going to take care of his body and his resources that they have there, their resources they have there to make sure that he's on top of his game. I have zero concern with Todd Gurley. I think a lot of people are upset with it. There's a lot of people that play with that knee injury. There's a lot of guys in the league that have that knee injury right now, or ankle injuries that are like that, or elbows or shoulders.
But at that age and at that position?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's quarterbacks. When you get shoulder surgery, it's not like your shoulder comes back and it's great. Drew Brees did it. And I guarantee you Drew Brees' shoulder isn't what it used to be. But, yeah, he's still out there slinging that rock all around. I mean, there's a lot of people with that. And I don't – again, you have to understand, like, football players are obviously much different than the average person. So when you hear that, we all think of your grandmother or grandfather who has the arthritic wrist and, oh, it hurts every day. Like, Todd Gurley's a well-oiled machine athlete that can do what needs to be done.
Yep.
I've particularly this camp have watched him very closely just to make sure to see if there's any steps. I know I'm going to be asked this question a ton, and I haven't seen one drop off at yet. So I'm not concerned. I think Todd's going to continue to play at the level he's played the last two or three years. And, you know, I expect this team to continue to do what they've been doing.
That's encouraging. I think everybody loves hearing that. We all love watching Todd play. It's Maurice Jones-Drew. Mo, got about 30 seconds, 45 seconds. I always think it's pretty fun to try to pick out a team that's lying in the weeds, it's not getting a whole lot of pub, that might be able to take a nice jump this year. I think the Titans maybe could be that team. I think the Jets have more talent than people think. I think the Broncos could be a little sneaky. MJD's wild card sleeper sneaky team, who would it be?
It's going to be the, for me, it's going to be the Vikings. I think I heard you guys talk about it a little bit earlier. I think the Vikings adding Gary Kubiak and his offensive mindset, going against him for eight years of my career.
Yeah.
Like the way he can get guys in position, and no disrespect to that, those Texans teams had a ton of talent, but they don't have the talent that the Minnesota Vikings have on offense, where Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, you have two tight ends, Rudolph and Irv Smith Jr. You have an offensive line that they've revamped, right? You added a rookie running back, another backs back there, Amir Abdullah. I mean, then you what he's able to do with quarterbacks is another thing. And I think that's important for Kirk Cousins, who wasn't necessarily comfortable last year, right? There's a lot of pressure. Anytime you sign a fully guaranteed contract, the only one in the NFL, there's going to be pressure and expectation that comes with it. And we saw that kind of get on him a little bit. I think with Gary Kubiak there, the way he's able to talk and understand the offense, the way he's able to coach the other coaches there, the way he allows those other coaches to implement a lot of the stuff that they want to do, I think the Vikings are going to be a really good team. Now that Zimmer doesn't have to worry about the offense as much like he did last year, he could just focus strictly on his defense, get his defense back to going. I think the Vikings are going to be a sneaky, really good team.
All right. We're going to put MJD down for the Vikes. Obviously, a high profile.
And plus, let me say this, too, real quick. Plus,
Real quick, buddy.
They got two Bruins on their defense. They should be fine.
Okay.
Right? That's all that matters. Those guys went to UCLA. They'll be okay.
Had to squeeze that in, didn't you? Good job, man. Thanks, yeah. Maurice. Appreciate
all right. See you guys later.
No doubt.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.